This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
Tonight, Iran launched a large-scale of coordinated attack on Israel. The regime in Iran fired a massive swarm over 200 killer drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles towards the state of Israel. Together with our allies and partners across the region, we are operating at this very moment to defend Israel from Iran's attack.
That's Israel Chief Military Spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari. U.S. President Joe Biden and his national security team have been monitoring the situation in the Middle East after the attack. That's according to a U.S. defense official and two other U.S. officials. The defense official said that the effort to intercept the attack was continuing. Tensions are at their highest since the Israel-Hamas war began 6 months ago after a suspected Israeli strike this month on an Iranian consular building in Syria killed 12 people, including two senior Iranian generals. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports on an Israeli-linked ship seized by Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard members.
Commandos from Iran's Revolutionary Guard made their way down from a helicopter onto an Israeli-affiliated container ship near the Strait of Hormuz, seizing the vessel. The ship is the Portuguese-flagged MSC Ares, a container vessel associated with Zodiac Maritime, part of Israeli billionaire Eyal Ofer's Zodiac Group. Authorities are now working to ensure the well-being of the crew. The seizure is the latest in a series of attacks between the two countries. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
And again, booms and air raid sirens were sounded across Israel after the Iran launched the hundreds of drones. The attack marks the first time Iran has ever launched a direct military assault on Israel since the war began. This is VOA News. The last of 174 people stranded in cable cars high above a mountain in southern Turkey have been rescued. They were brought down nearly 23 hours after one pod hit a pole and burst open, killing one person and injuring seven when they plummeted to the rocks below. The Interior Minister Ali Sharikhala announced the successful completion of the rescue operation on X Saturday afternoon. The accident occurred around 5:30 p.m. Friday in the cable car just outside of the Mediterranean city during the busy Eid al-Fitr holiday. Helicopters with night vision capabilities continued the rescue operation throughout the night. At least six people were killed in a deadly stabbing attack at a busy shopping center in Sydney, Australia. Details from AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery.
According to the police, the assailant was shot by a police officer after he attacked shoppers in the busy Westfield Bondi Junction shopping center. Rhys Colmenares, an eyewitness who hid in a hardware store with 20 others, said she saw a baby being taken to an ambulance.
Oh, the mother was terrified. People were coming out and screaming, like, stabbing, stabbing.
New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb.
We know a little bit about this person, but as I said, we're waiting to confirm his identification. If, in fact, it is the person that we believe it is, then we don't have fees for that person holding an ideation. In other words, that it's not a terrorism incident.
Australia has some of the world's toughest gun and knife laws, and attacks such as the one on Saturday are rare.
And correction, that is Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino reporting. A bird flu outbreak in U.S. dairy cows has spread to more than two dozen herds in eight states. That comes weeks after the nation's largest egg producer found that virus is in its chickens. Health officials continue to stress that the risk to the public is low and that the U.S. food supply remains safe and stable. Commercial milk remains safe and available because pasteurization, a high treatment, kills bacteria and viruses, but there's limited information about possible transmission of the virus in unpasteurized milk or cheese products. That is prompting officials to warn consumers about the known risk of consuming raw milk. The imbalance in the U.S.-China relationship is extending beyond trade to the world of higher education. These days, only about 700 American students are studying at Chinese universities. That's down from a peak of almost 25,000 a decade ago, while there are nearly 300,000 Chinese students at U.S. schools. China's pandemic policies and restrictions on academic freedom offer some explanation for the decline. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.